Joining me today, I have meteorologist Martin Babacki in. Hi, Martin. How are you?
Thank you very much, Sean. How are you, mate?
I'm going well, thanks. And this is our last forecast for 2018. And I'd like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family, Martin, a very happy Christmas and a great new year.
Thank you very much. I wish you all, you and your family and everybody at the Gloucester, happy Christmas. They are lovely people. God bless you all.
Thank you so much.
We're going to do weather forecast. I'm going to give you a current state of oceans, Pacific Ocean, Indian Oceans, how the weather conditions are developing from a longer term. And unbelievable. We did assessment. We wanted to find out exactly how this weather pattern is equal to other weather patterns we had in the last 10, 15 years. You wouldn't believe it. And then this is something, these recent conditions in eastern Australia have been precedents of combination of extra events which we've never seen before. It means in the last 100 years, we have got two events like this in Australia. Two events like what's happening right now.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it is something we have to be very careful about this, to talk about it openly. Well, let's talk about current state of Pacific Ocean, Indian Ocean, ENSO Outlook. 5 of 8 surveyed climate models predict sea surface temperature will remain above El Nino threshold well into the Southern Hemisphere autumn 2019. And 3 other models remaining warmer than average temperatures till the end of the year 2019. While the models indicate elevated sea surface temperature, tropical Pacific will remain El Nino. El Nino remain without long term. We've never seen this for long, long time. We've never seen this event taking place. El Nino extending and extending into autumn and extending to the end of the year. So we're monitoring this very carefully. The abnormal dry period in eastern Australia during summer would be very unusual with these weather conditions. And as I told you, the recent dry conditions in eastern Australia have been precedents for combination of extent of durations, while there has been additional individual years in the last century with rainfall similar to what we're having now in 2018. Twice since 1900, there have been a dry conditions being situated for this period, exactly what's happening right now over Murray-Darling Basin, over Hunter Region, over other areas of Australia. So it means conditions are becoming very critical. Looking at weather forecast for next 2 weeks, so I'll give you what's happened. Weather situation, there's high pressure still in Tasman Sea, extending a ridge to the northern northeast, and a trough is moving from the west. This trough is going to activate weather patterns. This trough is dragging very moist, warm air into inland New South Wales, and this could trigger thunderstorms activity and heat wave. A low pressure trough and depression is still developing far west. That will move again and towards eastern coast between now and Friday and Saturday. Showers and thunderstorms will be activated and will generate some heavy thunderstorms activity. So we have to monitor the severe weather events this afternoon, this evening. By tomorrow, some showers developing, finished. From then onwards till the end of the month, no problem. Conditions are just good. So looking at weather forecast for Gloucester and Hunter Valley, because I'm including Hunter Valley into it because of the wine industry. They'd not like to know what's going on. Week 1, Thursday, the 20th, I'm forecasting thunderstorms, but I'm adding the term severe to these thunderstorms. Maximum temperature 36 or 37 degrees. Humidity 32%. There's not much rain moving towards us. It's a very dry air mass at this stage. I would like to see how much rain is going to come out of these thunderstorms. We cannot predict it at this stage because we're trying to measure the severity of the thunderstorms, the intensity, and how they're moving at this stage. So it means there'll be thunderstorms, there'll be some rain out of it. Soil moisture is going to be 28%. Soil temperature 27 degrees. On Friday, still strong thunderstorms, maximum temperature 29. On Saturday, light rain showers, maximum 25, and 1.5 millimeter showers only. Soil moisture 26%, soil temperature 21 degrees. Sunday, few clouds, maximum 30. Monday, few clouds, maximum 29. Tuesday, few clouds, maximum 32. Wednesday, few clouds, maximum 33. Soil moisture 21%, soil temperature 23 degrees. That's with week one. Week 2, Thursday the 27th of December, looking at few clouds, maximum 33, relative humidity 41, soil moisture 18, soil temperature 25. On Friday, few clouds, maximum 36. On Saturday, few clouds, maximum temperature 36. On Sunday, few clouds, maximum temperature 35. On Monday, a few clouds, maximum temperature 37. You can see all that warm air being dragged by this trough line moving towards us. It's all pushing this warm air towards us. Few clouds, but higher temperatures. Looking at humidity, about 26%, soil moisture 18%, soil temperature 27 degrees. On Monday, a few clouds, maximum 37. Monday was 31st of December. 1st of January 2019, light showers, maximum 37, possible thunderstorms for Hunter Valley, somewhere near Cessnock area, in that area, some shower thunderstorms, 2.8 millimeters only. On 2nd of January, Wednesday, rain developing, maximum 34, expecting 14 millimeters of rain. That's how weather patterns developing for Gloucester and Hunter Valley.
Martin, thank you so much for this excellent weather analysis. We really do appreciate it. And once again, have a wonderful Christmas and New Year period. Looking forward to working with you again in 2019.
Forward. Give my regards to everybody. God bless you all.
Thank you, Martin. God bless you,
bye-bye.
Too. That's Martin Babakian, a meteorologist. And for more information, go to bucketsradio.com.au.